Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, we can't say enough about our drums. Drums are really an important part of our way of life. We use them for, we've been using them for a while now. Sometimes, you know, we get the wrong misconception, tom-toms, you know, and you know, that type of stuff, and that's really disrespectful, you know, when we're looking at our culture as a whole or any part of it. And we're looking at those drums as our grandfathers and grandmothers, and we use them for communication, we use them for ceremony, we use them for a lot of things. And once again, you know, just because the seasons, we need to renew and rejuvenate some of those teachings. And another thing that, you know, that I found is a scientific part of it is that when you pound a drum for about 8 minutes straight, scientifically, we have these things called free radicals in our body, and those free radicals, they tend to break up our cells, and our cells start to break down, and we start to look old and wrinkled and these types of things. And when you're around a drum for like about 8 minutes, it puts these free radicals back together, or these cells back together. They can't break down as easy. So scientifically, you know, these they're healing ourselves, and that's another thing that we talk about with these drums, is that they're very, very healing. And I've known it to be true. I've seen it time and time again over the years. It's something that in Ojibwe way of life, and you know, in any communities, and I'm sure, you know, since we're talking about drums once again, that a lot of cultures have them, and a lot of them use them for healing. And I know that just in Ojibwe way of life that we do. And I see our elders get on up, and I see them talk and speak on behalf of these drums, and they pour over the good words and the good things that come of them. And as we sit and we listen to our elders talk about certain things, and then, you know, as you go through life, you see these things start to happen, and that's what a culture is about. It's about our elders getting up and speaking of the things that are, and that always will be, and that will continue to go on. And so that we don't, so it's kind of like taking the work out of the guessing game for us. And within it's our duty to watch those things become a part of our lives, and we watch those things become manifesting themselves and in our daily lives and someone else's life. And we watch those things, and then we in turn take our turn, once we become elders, to pass that same information on and down to our younger ones, and under the watchful eyes of our elders, even though we become, we get up and we start to speak, we still listen to our elders, and that's how we keep our elders connected to everything. And they're a wealth of information, and we don't have libraries and Google. Those are our Google, and those are our libraries. And we keep them close to us. So, once again, you know, the circle is connected from the old to the young, and the young to the old, and everything in between. And those drums connect us all, and they will continue to connect us, and they will continue to guide us and be with us and to help us, and as they've done in the past, and as they continue to keep doing, we renew ourselves with our seasons, usually in the spring and the fall of the year. And because in the spring things become new, you know, in the fall of the year things are going to sleep, and we're starting a new thing in the spring of the year, or in the fall of the year, where we start to tell our stories and our legends. And when we keep in time with those things, we watch everything, you know, with our drums. You know, we watch our seasons come, when the leaves fall, when the thunders come in the spring, and we can go ahead and start. And that's the same way in the fall. We like watch the leaves fall, and we can start and do things for our children. And it's actually really a wonderful thing. It's quite, it makes you feel safe, makes you feel secure in your spiritualities. And it also gives you a guidepost and a guidance kind of thing. So yes, our drums are very, very important, and they always will, and they always have and always will be. Once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning on in. You hear a drum out there, don't be afraid to go on up and listen. Be good for you. Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.